Celebrities looking for income beyond record contracts, movie deals, and commercial endorsements often start their own fashion lines. Rock musicians, actors, and sports stars have all thrown their hats into the ring. But commentator Rosecrans Baldwin says he's not sure he'll be expanding his wardrobe anytime soon.
In the bowels of Los Angeles must exist a secret bunker, and inside is a small, sleek, white computer that each week prints out a list of rules for all celebrities to follow if they want to remain famous. This week, rule number one, be thin. Rule number two, if you can't be thin, try starring in a reality TV show about trying to lose weight. And rule number three, start your own fashion company. Comedian Steve Harvey sells suits. Boy George, with a line called Be Rude, has clothes for boys and girls and those in between. Rap king Sean Puffy Combs is perhaps the best-known example of the celebrity-turned-garment mogul. In 2003, his fashion company, Sean John, made $300 million. And at the Academy Awards this year, he not only wore a tuxedo of his own design, he also bragged that the host, Chris Rock, was rocking Sean John, too. I don't own any Sean John clothing. I have seen a few Sean John suits and felt temptation. They look nice, well-made, and attractively cut. So who knows? Maybe someday I'll be famous too, and over martinis one night in the Hamptons, Puffy will pass me a cigar, light it with a 24-karat blowtorch, and ask me to wear one of his tuxes too. Because for me, and presumably for many people who pick up an Us Weekly occasionally and feel guilty for days, the question is kind of obvious. Why would we buy these people's clothes? We know they won't design the items themselves, so why should we expect their shirts to be any nicer than what's at the Gap? Everyone knows celebrities don't dress themselves. They have stylists and assistants and makeup consultants. They even get free clothes from real fashion designers. Of course, it's not just clothes being branded with notable names. Jessica Simpson has created a line of beauty products. David and Victoria Beckham will soon have their own fragrances. A few weeks ago, my wife and I attended the launch party for Paris Hilton's new perfume. It was held at Duvet, a club in Manhattan where instead of providing stools and booths for its customers, there were mattresses and private group bedrooms. That's right. Paris Hilton, a young woman who became famous for an X-rated sex tape, hosted a major business event in a room full of beds. After a few hours, I'm sad to say I left without seeing Paris, though I did get to smell her perfume. We normal people don't often get to meet our favorite celebrities, so when a famous person sells his own product with his own star-studded name on the box, it's our chance to finally bring him into our home, really get to know him. In the case of Puff Daddy and his well-tailored suits, I take him to be a sharp guy, a person of good character. In the case of Ms. Hilton, if her perfume is anything to go by, she plainly stinks.
Rosecrans Baldwin is co-editor and publisher of themorningnews.org.